Mary Aiken, cyber psychologist and author of The Cyber Effect, has joined me in studio, and you're very welcome indeed to studio this morning. And we heard this week that celebs, including the comedian, the Irish comedian Aisling Bea, the soccer pundit Gary Lineker, and presenter Rachel Riley, have joined a battle to fight social media trolls. How does that all work?
Well, I think that celebrities are taking a stand in the face of nobody else coming up with an effective solution in this space.
Explain how trolling works.
Well, trolling, sort of in terms of internet slang, it's the posting of inflammatory statements online. It's aggression. It's, some see it as a form of bizarre form of humour. It started off as a dark humour. But what it has evolved into, much like hacking, didn't start as a negative. It just evolved into a negative entity over time. Trolling has now become a serious problem, and it's moved from that dark humour or basically jumping in and out of conversations, trying to incite a row and then leaving them, to actually bordering on criminal behaviour in terms of harassment and extreme forms of bullying.
Has it got to that point where it's defined as criminal behaviour?
Well, that's a big question. And, you know, that line between something that is socially problematic behaviour through to aggressive behaviour through to harassment that borders on criminality, that's a very grey spectrum at the moment.
Yeah.
And not just in Ireland, all over the world, countries are struggling with drawing hard lines. The US is quite advanced in this area in that they have specific legislation that deals with online harassment and cyberbullying and spells it out. In Ireland, the UK and Europe and Australia, it's a little more grey. They're trying to actually use existing legal instruments to address this behaviour. In Ireland specifically, I've been involved, you know, for a long time.
Yes, I know.
trying to work towards, you know, what I conceptualise as better cyber society. And I think the problem is that we're looking at this in silos. So you've got justice considering it, or Department of Education, or you know, the different communications, all looking at their space. And what we really need to do is have some joined up thinking. So there's a bill at the moment, which is the Harassment, Harmful Communications and Related Offences Bill. And I've been invited to testify to the Oireachtas Committee in about 3 weeks' time. And what I'm going to be saying to them is, look, this is a very complex problem. And if we look at criminalising certain behaviours, which we want to do in terms of pointing out there are consequences for these behaviours, therefore people shouldn't engage in them, are we just kicking the can down the road? Because who is going to actually then oversee the process? The Gardaí? Who's going to prosecute? How are we going to deal with effectively what are big data problems? I'll give you an example. Facebook has about 2.5 million members in Ireland. So let's just say 10% of them on a Monday morning decided to email or call the Gardaí and say, I've been offended, harassed, bullied, whatever online. That's 250,000 people. Let's just say 1%. That's 25,000. Let's say 0.1%. It's 2,500. Our Gardaí basically can't cope with the level of real world criminality that they're dealing with at the moment. And now they're supposed to take this on. So we make these laws and then the Gardaí have to deal with it. So effectively we have to rethink the framework and how we architect these problems. I've just come from Singapore, where I gave a keynote. I was invited by Interpol to give a keynote at the Interpol Worldwide Conference. And this is something that is to the front of the global agenda. It's the social contract between policing and society. And where do police intervene? Because if you look at these social media entities, they've been created in a way that are almost impossible to govern. And to give you, say, a real-world example, just say we had 10,000 kids deciding every weekend that was great fun to take a rock and break a shop window. And let's just say we decided not to have any laws because it's too big a problem and we couldn't prosecute. That's what's happening online.
That puts it fairly clearly. Do you have confidence that they know what they're talking about, this Oireachtas committee that you're going to?
I have confidence that they have the capacity to investigate. But I think in terms of architecting a solution, that's a very specialised area. In terms of, it's almost like a system design in cyber context. It's a big problem space. So, you know, what I'll be saying to them is that what we really need to do is put together an expert group and draw on, we have some of the best scientists in the world in Ireland, you know, in the area of cyber behavioural science. My friend and colleague, Barry O'Sullivan, who's chair of the European Artificial Intelligence Association here in Ireland. We could involve, you know, a transdisciplinary approach, bring in the humanities, philosophy, an ethical approach, social science, medicine, psychiatry, bring everybody together and policing and say, look, we need to architect a solution, because the point at which we want to create laws to stop this behaviour is a point at which we're going to need to have machine learning or artificial intelligence algorithmic solutions to track the behaviour, download packets with evidence of the behaviour to pass to police. Right. In other words, we've got to automate the detection and prosecution process before we decide to criminalise.
Okay. Very interesting area, very important area. People are bewildered at other people's behaviour and the viciousness of how people do it, presumably because they're anonymous. Anyway, Dr. Mary Aiken, thank you very, very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks, Mary.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.